Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Swinging a high drive into center field, hits at the wall. It is gone! Cassis does it again. It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over! The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
What's up? Welcome back to Play Tessie. It is episode 209. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. Remember, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts. Rate 5 stars. Find us on WEEI's YouTube channel. Find the Play Tessie playlist there. All our episodes there in video form. Hit the thumbs up on all those videos and subscribe to WEEI. And then find us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Sammy's here. Pat's here. It's Gordo here with you guys. Sox take 2 out of 3 from the Rangers. Giolito got hit around. Houck was okay. Bayo was okay. Bregman and Willier are really good. And that's probably it, right? That'll do it. That's it.
Yep. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 209. That was a good one.
Yeah, we really talked some ball. And till episode 210. Thanks for tuning cool. in. Peace. Subscribe.
Subscribe. TikTok.
Wait.
Did you guys hear that quote?
From the Narv?
No. What's his name? He used to play third. Devers. Raphael Devers had a quote about his desire to play ball or something.
He doesn't want to play first.
So. What?
Yeah, Devers, the star player, doesn't want to play first.
Oh.
But, yeah, we could talk about that a little bit before we jump off, if you guys want to.
Yeah, I guess we could extend the episode a little bit.
Is this insider scoop? Is this well talked about? Is this all over Twitter? Or is this...
I'm just hearing about it now.
You know, I've been pretty offline since the game ended today.
You know Gordo, chronically offline, never on Twitter.
if I were to describe Gordo, everyone's like, what's it like working with Gordo? I'm like, that guy's offline.
Very offline.
Out of touch, right, if you will. Yeah, we gotta get into this.
This is, I've been holding this in for hours.
So we're recording. It's like 9:15 at this point PM. These quotes came out at around 5. So we've been, it feels like we've been sitting on it for a long time. It's actually only been like 4 hours. But basically, if you're living under a rock and you haven't heard any of the scoops, the stories here, Devers spoke to the media for the first time since Tristan Casas' season-ending injury. Obviously, the first base situation right now is a mix of Romy Gonzalez, who is also now hurt, but he should be fine, and Abraham Toro, who has played a couple of games. Basically, Devers said that Craig Breslow went to him and asked him to play first base. Devers said, no, you told me to put the glove away in spring training and that I was going to be a DH and that I wasn't going to play the field. The understanding at the time was that Devers was willing to play some field. Like, basically, yeah, I'll play third base when you need me to, whatever. But they said, no, you're going to just be a full-time DH. That's how we're going to go about this. Put away the glove. You're the DH. So he said, okay. It took a little bit, but by opening day, he was there. And maybe he wasn't necessarily happy about it, but the story was done. Now, flash forward, Craig Breslow goes up to Devers, asks him to play first base. Devers has an issue with that, says he believes, yet again, the team went back on its word, believes that... one of the quotes was like, I don't know what issue Craig Breslow or the GM has with me. As a former ball player, he should know how difficult it is to switch positions. He said he doesn't get some of the decisions the GM makes. He said, it has me like thinking, if an outfielder gets hurt, are they going to come to me and ask me to play the outfield?
Terrible quote. Terrible quote. Yeah, by all accounts. This is without the first base thing. Just a terrible quote. Don't say that stuff.
Series
doesn't help.
Series
anyone.
Of quotes. There was a lot in there, and to me, and we, if you want to see the quotes, go to my timeline. Go to Chris Smith and Jen McCaffrey and Alex Spear if you're on Blue Sky, whatever. Like, go to their timelines. They've got tons of the quotes. There's video up there somewhere where you can find it. Bradfo's article. Go to Bradfo's article. It has every single one of the quotes. Go on WEI's website. Check that out because it has all the quotes. But yeah, my first reaction to all of this was to get angry at Raffy, because if you've listened to this podcast, if you listen to us on the radio, my take Devers should be the first baseman. And it was confusing to me when Breslow seemed open to the idea and Cora seemed very close to the idea. And this is before Cora goes on WEI afternoon show and says, yeah, we might have that conversation in the future. I posted a Twitter video after the Red Sox lost the first game of the series 6-1. And in there, I said, Breslow seems open to it. Cora seems closed off. So I can't quite tell if they're not on the same page, or maybe Cora is just covering up here for his guy who doesn't want to play first base. It seems it was the second. Cora, when he's speaking, saying that Devers is not going to be the first baseman and that they haven't talked about it, is covering up for Devers. But now the cat's out of the bag. We know what the deal is. To me, we're going to dive deep into it. But my first impression and my thoughts right now, hours into this, my first instinct was to get mad at Raffy. I still think Raffy is plenty in the wrong, but there is a blame pie to go around. And there are three parties in here, and it's Raffy Devers, it's Alex Cora, and it's Craig Breslow. And obviously there's a whole front office and stuff, but the blame there, they are all to blame for this clusterfuck of a situation, this disaster, this mess. One of the probably the biggest Red Sox mess since Manny Ramirez was on the outs. Is that a crazy thing to say?
Ooh. Yeah, the Xander contract thing was a little sketchy. I'm trying to think. The Manny thing was huge at the time. Like, he was getting booed at Fenway by, like, not everyone, by like
Is Raffy going to get booed at Fenway after this?
I talked about this in the offseason. I said if they booed Manny, they'll boo Raffy. Yeah, and it's a good thing it's not a good thing he said these things, but the fact that he did it on getaway day, I guess, can mitigate some of the damage. But yeah, no, that's a good question, Gordo. Is this the biggest mess?
No. I would say it's the entire team absolutely fucking hating Bobby Valentine for an entire baseball season.
Oh, yeah. That's probably the biggest.
This is the biggest clusterfuck since that.
Chicken and beer, too. Okay, so it's not quite to that level, but
it's been 13 years. That's a long time ago. This is the biggest clusterfuck in over a decade with the Red Sox, I think.
It's up and there. Either way, it's close. Yeah.
It's not to mean it can't be resolved. Like they quote unquote resolved it once. The one thing that couldn't happen happened. The first baseman going down for the year. That was the one thing that they really couldn't afford to have happen for that situation, but it happened.
What are you talking about? You got Abraham Toro, dude. Switch hitter.
The Bull.
Abe the Bull. Cool name, dude. Abe Toro. Who? All right.
Sammy,
I want to.
Sammy, give me your, because I know you've been sitting on a lot. So give me. I know you're ready to explode with a take. Mm-hmm. So let's hear what you've got, Pat. Don't give me that fucking face, Pat. Joe, kick Pat out. Get him out of here.
You can't say you've been sitting on it a lot. You're ready to explode. You cannot say that. You cannot say that.
Sammy, just say what's on your mind.
How do I follow that? All right. So I was like steam coming out of my ears initially when I heard this. Went on a walk. I had a Celsius. I love Celsius. And I thought about it. I think there's first thing I have to do. I have to acknowledge that the Red Sox could have handled this better. You know, there was some weird messaging with Cora saying he thinks Bregman can play second in the offseason. And then that kind of implies that Devers would stay at third. This, and that. The messaging wasn't the best, right? But then they decided
it was bad. It was bad.
Whatever. It is what it is. It's messaging. It doesn't really matter, I don't think. I don't think that's that important. It's important. I don't think it's massively important or anything, but I guess it matters. So then they come to the conclusion. Cora's firm with it. He says, Raffy, put away your glove. You are going to be the DH, right? We were all kind of like, Gordo, you were like, not my first choice, but I get it. Pat and I were kind of like, yeah, we like this. You know, Bregman, gold glove, third baseman. And then, you know, it gets Campbell in the lineup, this, and that. Okay, cool. We're all fairly happy with the way that shook out.
And it proves to be right, too, with Campbell. It proves
right. Campbell looks great. He's one of the, you know, leading candidates for rookie of the year, one or two, him and Wilson. Looks great. It all worked out. But then Tristan Casas' knee explodes into smithereens. Awful, catastrophic injury. That's a guy who was batting cleanup to start the season. He got bumped down. Point being, he was supposed to be a big cog in this lineup. And when he comes back, hopefully that's still his role, assuming he's all good. Different conversation. So this is not the Red Sox changing their mind on Rafael Devers. They don't want to put him at first base. It's a necessity. Their first baseman is gone, and unless you want to have Abraham Toro and Romy Gonzalez, who they've done a fine job filling in, unless you want those two guys all year for another 100-plus games, then you're going to need someone to fill in, and the most natural switch is Rafael Devers going from third base to DH to first base. And I just, I the way he handled it is so gross to me. What happened to, like, playing baseball? This is a guy who complained all offseason in 2024. Oh, we need to get talent. We need more talent. Okay, great. We all agreed with him. Get more talent. They did. Alex Bregman, Garrett Crochet, blah, 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 blah. Great. Influx of talent. That bumps Raffy to DH. He complains about that. Oh, I want to play third base. Raffy, you are statistically one of the worst defensive third basemen in the league for the last 8 years. Still, we let it fly because he's Rafael Devers. He could slug. We love Raffy. Great. Moves to DH. And then this injury happens, and now he's complaining about going back into the field. Do you want to play the field or not? And the biggest thing to me, aside from not being willing to do what it takes to help your team, go play first base, is this is a guy who's already been paid. It's not like, oh, you can't put Roman Anthony at first base because that cuts his value in half, and then he's not going to get paid. He's not going to have a chance to get paid. I get that. With Raffy, it's not like that at all. And at the end of the day, you play to win the game. And this is a guy who's, like, it's not supposed to be easy. I saw people being like, it's not an easy transition. It doesn't need to be easy. He can work at it. And people will be, oh, he'll make an error at first base. People complain, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Whatever. This is part of it. A good teammate does this. They fill in when they're needed. The fact that he didn't just say, yeah, whatever the team needs, blows my fucking mind. And the craziest thing to me are the people who are like, good job, Raffy. You tell the Red Sox. You tell them. They fucked up. They jerked you around. What the fuck are you talking about? They said, oh, you're going to play third. Oh, sorry, you're going to DH. Okay, that's annoying. Whatever. Life goes on. It's a necessity that he plays first base. It's a necessity. It's not them saying, we've changed our mind. We lied to you. It does not matter. And you go down the list of guys who have done this, who have moved around. Mookie Betts was playing shortstop and second. He's gold glove right fielder. He played center. There's so many. Kyle Schwarber on the Red Sox. Victor Martinez. Mike Napoli. I could go down the list. There are not all perfect comparisons. It just blows my mind that Rafi would say something like that. And I'm sorry, you guys are going to be mad at me for this. You are not good enough to be talking like this. Rafael Devers, very good player. But this is not like prime Bryce Harper, who, by the way, also moved. This is not Bobby Witt Jr. Like, this is, he's not even the best player on the team right now. It's just so frustrating. And the thing I keep coming back to, and I want you guys to answer this question honestly. What would Dustin Pedroia say about this? How would Dustin Pedroia handle this? Genuinely.
Well, I mean, we know the answer to that. We Sammy, you talked about the pro Rafi, good for you Rafi people. Mm-hmm. I was one of those people in the offseason and in spring training, right? I didn't tell him. I said on this podcast, they made a promise. They went back on the promise. You have every right to be upset, to be pissed. I said I would draw the line in the sand when it started impacting the team in the regular season. He ended up making the switch to designated hitter, and he was done complaining about it by the time the regular season started, which is all I asked of him. I didn't expect him to not be mad, basically. He deserved to be mad about it. He was told one thing. They did another. I get it's a different front office, but this is what he was told. My borderline was it cannot impact regular season games. Now you're asking him, will you go to first base so that we can have Masataka Yoshida in the lineup instead of Abraham Toro and Romy Gonzalez? Roman Anthony in the lineup instead of Abraham Toro and Romy Gonzalez. Marcelo Meyer in the lineup instead of Abraham Toro and Romy Gonzalez. And I mean, I'm sure this story is far from done, but as it stands today, doesn't feel like Rafi sees that vision. And that's why I'm on the other side of it this time. And I'm not saying Rafi deserves 100% of the blame, because there's a ton of blame to go around to all other parties here. I understand why he's upset, but man, you got to just suck it up and do what's best for the team. Like you said, Sammy, he's a paid man. Like, you got to just do what's best for the team here and get Roman Anthony or Masataka Yoshida or Marcelo Meyer in the lineup any way you can. You sure as shit wouldn't be the first star player to move positions. I mean, we saw Jose Altuve move to fucking left field where he sucks.
How about Tatis? Tatis was a shortstop, and now he's one of the best outfielders in Major League Baseball. Guys do this. And Gordo, by the way, when you were saying you were Team Rafi in the offseason, you framed it as if, oh, I like that because that's a star player being like, no, that's my spot.
Yeah, and this
I
want to
win.
Like, this is different.
This is not what that is. This comes off as whiny. This comes off as a bad teammate. We've seen multiple media members, by the way, already talk about, and they can't obviously share specifics. I saw people being like, why aren't you sharing specifics? But talking about, like, it didn't seem like all of his teammates love this, which I don't think anyone is shocked by that. It's just, I don't know. I just, at the end of the day, when you take a step back and you look at the big picture, these are grown men who get paid handsomely to play a game. And the point of playing the game is to win. And if Rafael Devers needs to move to first base to help the team win by getting guys like Yoshida or Roman or whoever into that DH slot, then you do it. And again, he has already been paid a lot of money, $313 million. So I just don't get, it's not, this isn't a TLC show drama. Like, you said this earlier. Therefore, Tristan Casas' knee exploded. Shit happens. They need a first baseman. It's not a complicated situation. Go Sox.
Pat, where are you at on this? I got to get Pat's take on this.
Let me make something abundantly clear. If there were 100 ways to handle that press conference today, he handled it the 100th best way. There was no quote in that entire media time that was up in a positive light. You can't tell Craig to go do his job. You can't say, no, I'm not doing that. You can't say, I don't know what Craig has against me. This is shit you can't say. What you can say is, I just got in the rhythm of DH. I'm finally comfortable. I told him I don't want to go. Cool, fine. Because I am on Rafi's side in a vacuum. You are told for 4 months? It's the second the season ends up until the day Bregman signed. You're our third baseman. You will be our third baseman. If Bregman comes, he's playing second. We're not in on third base. they sign Bregman and then just throw on Raffy. Oh, we signed Bregman, but he's probably going to play second base. And then spring training rolls around. And then, you know, Bregman's only playing third. It's like, what is this? Raffy's not hitting. Raffy's not in the lineup. They pull the rug out from underneath him. Raffy goes to DH. Bregman goes to third, which you could go back and listen to. I was on board. I was fully on board with that. I advocated for that. That being said, you throw a guy in the middle of spring training into a whole new routine. And yes, DH is a position. I saw people like, oh, what? It's a position. You have to get used to not playing in the field and you are still getting at bats. It is a position. Finally gets his bearings. Finally is hitting, getting some form of consistency going. Tristan goes down. They ask him to go to first. Me personally, would I like Raffy to go over to first? Yes. Do I get and understand him saying no? Absolutely. You went in the span of 4 months, you're playing essentially three different positions, two of which you've never done before.
Pat, let me ask you a question. Pat, let me ask you a question. Because Sammy, you tell me if you agree with me on this and if you're where I'm at on this. I fully stand by Raffy being upset. I think they're jerking him around. I think it sucks. That said, where Sammy and I, or I shouldn't speak for Sammy, but where I'm at is, yes, he should be upset. At the same time, to do what's best for the team, you got to suck it up. And I know it sucks, but you got to suck it up. Sammy, is that where you're at? Because if that's where you're at, Pat, I need to know why Pat is on the side of, I understand why Raffy's not sucking it up. That's where I want to
I just have less sympathy than you, I think. That's where we differ, Gordo, is I have less sympathy for the offseason stuff. Like, the fact of the matter is, and I know we don't all agree on this, but he statistically was a terrible third baseman for 8 seasons. He was not good enough to keep his job at third base. It's not, again, it's not a drama TV show where Cora's like, I like Bregman more than Devers. He gets the rose. He gets to play third. You are not a good defensive third baseman, Rafael Devers. Therefore, you lose the job. And it's not, and this is not, and people are going to say, well, then why do you want him to play first base? I don't. They need a first baseman. He's the best option. I don't want him there. They need him there. There's a big, big fucking difference.
Okay. Pat, why, like the question that I just asked, like, why are you not on, like, because we both, you, Pat, you and I agree that he has every right to be upset and we feel sympathy for him. The difference is I'm saying, for, you got to do what's right for the team here. You got to prioritize winning. You're the franchise player. Your job is to put the team in the best position to win. So I know it sucks, but you got to suck it up. You're not quite there. You're not quite on the side of you need to suck it up. Why are you not there?
So I'm going to answer your question, but I want to say something first.
Okay.
I do think in the end, he actually does play first base. I do think that
do
will
too.
Happen.
I do
yeah,
too.
Me too.
That yeah. So that being said, we saw how horrific he looked trying to adjust to DH, and all he had to do was focus on hitting. That was his only job, was to hit, and he couldn't do it. If you plop, the biggest thing here is there's no guarantee that Raffy is even average at first, good, playable at first base. So that being said, you throw him over at first. He now has to learn a new position, learn how to field that position, learn how to be at least serviceable over there while maintaining his bat and getting back into a rhythm of being on the field every play. Like, you just do a complete 180 on everything he just did to get right for something that is not even guaranteed to work. That is my main thing here.
I think he'd be fine at it. I honestly think he'd be pretty good at it because first base encapsulates everything that he was good at third, which was reacting and hands fielding balls close to him. And it takes away moving to your left. Like, there is no moving to your left. Like, you play
the
close
throws
to the line.
And
there's no long
decision
throw.
Making.
Yeah.
I think his biggest issue at third base was just decision making. And like he was really good when there was a rocket hit to him and you just snag it and throw it to first when he didn't have time to think at first base. Like, I know playing first base isn't easy. Let's be real. It is definitely the easiest position on the field.
Here's the argument that encapsulates it all. Hanley Ramirez figured out how to be fine at first base.
He was okay.
He was fine.
Here's
Schwarber,
my thing.
Schwarber was like he was bad at first base, but he was able to like hide him over there for a game or two.
Just stuck him there. He barely prepared.
Big Poppy did it. Yeah, it's fucking, come on, man.
My main thing is, and this might just be Raffy specific, like, and I mean this in like a good way, because he's a baseball like nut, but like it eats him alive when he's not good. So the intricacies of fielding a pickoff, fielding throws from second on a double play ball, the decision making on a ground ball to first or the runner on first, like these small little things that like, yeah, like
no, if you play it, first, it would be an you got adjustment.
It would eat him alive and then carry over to the plate. And to I don't me, think that it would. That being said, though, I do think he ends up at first. I think they give him ample time to ramp up to it. They're not just going to say, Raf, you're playing first today, throw him out there. But yeah, like he's allowed to be stubborn right now, because I do think in the end that he goes to first base in the end. He just needs a shit ton of time to actually learn the position.
I don't think it would take as much time as you think.
I think it would take him
2 weeks.
Dude,
2 weeks?
Two weeks. I agree. Dude, no. He played third base for 8 years at the major league level. No, he wasn't good at it, but he's got so many reps. He's fine.
Kyle Schwarber had only played catcher and I believe only left field. I don't even think he played right field. So catcher and left field. He'd never played on the infield dirt, and he was able to, recovering from an injury, learn how to do it and be good enough to be serviceable. Now you just have to ask yourself, because I agree. I think Rafael Devers, the first baseman, will not be as good at the plate as Rafael Devers, the DH. We can agree on that. But the step up from Romy Gonzalez / Abraham Toro to Roman Anthony or Masataka Yoshida is greater than the decline that Devers will take.
I have no doubt that eventually Rafi will be a serviceable first baseman. My point being, this fucking guy has not taken ground balls in 3 months.
That's not true.
No, he takes them every day. We see him out there all the time.
It would take more than 2 weeks, is my point.
That's fine. If it takes more than that's fine, but that's better. I'd rather have a guy who's not the best defender at first base, rather than like not using Masataka Yoshida or not using Rob Refsnyder versus a lefty because you got to squeeze all these, or not calling up Roman Anthony. It's just like, I get what you're saying, Pat. I don't think you're wrong. It's just, it's not that big of a priority. I'm not dying. I'm not losing sleep over first base defense.
Third is just, it's the most similar position on the diamond to first. Like if you're going to transition from one position to first base, third base is the first choice. Like that's like what like Miguel Cabrera did. Albert Pujols, when he was young, did it. Like there tons of guys do it. It's just that like the only reason that this is a story is because Devers was asked to do the DH thing and he didn't want to do it. And now he's being asked for the second time in what, 3 months to do something he doesn't want to do.
This sounds like such a diva. Oh, he's being asked to do something he doesn't want to do. You're playing baseball, dude. It's baseball. You're a baseball player. Go play. Your manager's telling you to go play first base. You go play first base. That's insane.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's get into the manager and the GM's roles in this. And we can kind of cover it twofold here. I wrote a text out to my friend, and I thought it kind of encapsulated how I felt about their roles in this. Because I don't – like, obviously, I think Rafael Devers deserves blame for why this situation is where it is. I also think Craig Breslow and Alex Cora deserve blame for it as well. Breslow, to me, I think they were crazy to not communicate. Sammy, I know you don't think the communication in the offseason thing was that big of a deal. I think it's a huge deal. I think if they told Rafael Devers, hey – we are looking at Alex Bregman and Nolan Arenado. We don't know if we're going to get these guys, but just so you know, just so it's on your radar, like, keep working at third. I want you to be ready for that. But at the same time, just know that, like, we see this as a way to improve the team and the best chance to get this team to the playoffs. They did not do that. I don't put that on Alex Cora. I put that on Craig Breslow. Alex Cora, I mean, you hear him talk about how he found out about signing Bregman. The guy was asleep when the deal came together. Like, this isn't a guy who is like, I think he's in the loop with what the front office is doing, but he's not in the front office conducting the move. So if you want to look at someone to blame for that, to me, it's Breslow. Let's see.
I wish we had a comparison. Yeah. I wish we had like a GM or former GM just to bounce off of, like, how much
Zach Scott.
That's exactly who I was thinking.
Yeah, like,
how much should these guys be? Maybe we DM him.
We should
do that. Like, we'll talk about that later. But like, how much should they be communicating? How separate are their jobs? But for the info we have, yeah, I mean, I let off the top of my mini rant. Like, Red Sox could have handled this differently. I reject the premise of, like, well, they told him one thing and then another thing happened. Like, it's a fluid situation. It's not like they lied to him. Things change. So I don't like framing it like that, but I think the communication would be...
things do change.
It could be a little better. Yeah. But you're also like, this isn't T-ball. You got to be open to changing, especially, again, when you make $300 million.
Right. But, like, to me, the issue was they threw it on him late, and it was something that he leaked through his agent all offseason was not something he was going to be open to doing. And they decided that the best way to handle that was to throw it on him while he's at spring training in front of all the media and in front of all of his teammates. Like, I'm not
shitty of Devers, though. Isn't that shitty of Devers to be leaking stuff through his agent, complaining about the role?
That's something
that's shitty.
Everyone leaks shit through the media.
Doesn't mean it's okay. That's shitty. I think that's shitty. That's not a good team leader wouldn't do that.
This is how everything in the offseason goes.
Leverage for what? He's been paid. What leverage?
Sammy, he takes pride in third base. If that's how he wants his career to go, you have to respect
it. I fucking hate that. He takes pride in being one of the worst defensive third basemen on the planet. What?
Sammy, he wants to be a good defensive third baseman. He's not.
He's not one.
He's not. And that era in his career is over. So, like, we can put that behind us. But to me, if you know, and like, trust me, the executives on this team know, if you know it's important to him, you have to handle it in the way that best suits the player that you're telling him that you're changing the scope of his career. You have to handle that in the way that's going to work best for him. They didn't do that. I want to get into Alex Cora here, and then I want to hear Pat's take on who deserves the most blame here, because it sounds to me that it's not going to be Devers. But with Cora, I don't put him in the Breslow camp with what I just said. With Cora, the misstep here was declaring that Devers was not going to play the field. It sounded like Rafi was open to, hey, I'll play third base on some days when Bregman needs an off day or DHs or whatever, like a half off day, whatever. And they told him, no, hang the glove up. You're done. Full-time DH. This is going to be what's best for you. And then he told the media as such too. I think that was problematic. To me, though, I feel like a lot of people are going to go at Cora for this. My blame pie has Devers and Breslow both above Alex Cora, because I think this could have been handled in the offseason, and I think Rafael Devers should be receiving the changes better, and he should be more willing to do what's best for the team. I think Cora is pretty much being left to clean up the mess of the front office and Devers, and he's not necessarily doing the best job of it, but to me, like, none of this shit is in place if Devers is willing to just accept what's best for the team. None of this shit is in place if this was handled in fucking November. This could have been handled months before spring training if the front office had just been thinking on their feet. It just feels like a simple, obvious thing. Like, hey, if I'm going to be DHing, I want to know. If I'm going to have to undergo a huge career change, I want to know. Like, he was telling you through the media, and I'm sure he told them to his face too. And the reports from MassLive from Sean McAdam were that they told him, no, we're not going after Arenado. No, we're not going after Bregman. That's all lies. Like, what the fuck is that about? That's fucking stupid. I'm sorry. That's fucking stupid. That's stupid.
Yeah.
He was telling you he didn't want to move, and you decided that the best way to go about it was to wait until the last second and throw it on him. And now here you are. And by all accounts, maybe I'm being blunt here, but it's how I feel. I think Devers fucking hates Breslow's guts. That's how I feel. I think it's pretty cut and dry.
Pat, you want to go?
Yeah. I think the way I would slice up this blame pie is 25% each to Cora and Rafi. I think it's 50% on Brez. And I say that because think of this in a vacuum, okay? Tristan has been healthy one time in the last 4 years, 3 years. In what planet do you roll into the season banking on Tristan to be healthy and not have at least a serviceable full-time first baseman? Like, that could have been, you know, your Justin Turner bench signing. That could have been anything.
You're right.
But they went into this season banking on Tristan Casas to be healthy, which he has never really done, and then didn't even have Rafi take any form of infield work. That being said, on top of that, you have Craig basically refuting everything Alex is saying to the press. Alex is saying, and I'm sure Alex is saying what he's saying because he knows how Rafi feels about this. I'm sure he knows Rafi's frustrated being a DH, wants to play the field. So vocally, outside of the clubhouse during media, he's having Rafi's back. That's our DH. It won't be Rafi. He's not going to play first base. Craig immediately goes on Nesson with TC and goes, yeah, mine's open to everything. I wouldn't say no. They're just constantly contradicting each other. Yep. Cores for the players. Breslow is, oh, this is how I want this roster to work, except my highest paid player fucking hates me and doesn't want to play first base. And then Rafi is just because he's being a little bit stubborn. And I get his stubbornness, but he's being stubborn. So Cora is having his players back without really clearing things with the front office. Rafi's being stubborn. And Craig built a shit roster for this scenario, which honestly, you should have kind of seen coming. You should have kind of seen it coming. Because Tristan has not been healthy 3 of the last 4 years. You got to have someone back there. And if it was Romy, horrible, horrible thought. And I love Romy. On radio last week, I was advocating for Romy to be the first baseman until the deadline. That being said, Craig is, through the media with his quotes, through his management, through just yanking Rafi around, Craig is by far the most to blame here.
Yeah, poor Rafi. I feel fucking terrible for him. All right, I'm going 90% of the blame pie to Rafi. And then 5% to Cora, 5% to Breslow. I think that, I just don't like how we're talking about, like, ooh, Rafi was told one thing, then he's told the other. Like, get the fuck over it, dude. You have the greatest situation in the world. You played baseball for money. I agree. I think that Cora should have had him taking ground balls with a first baseman's glove. He's still taking grounders. We see him on the field all the time. I just think, like, it's a little absurd to be talking about, to frame it as if Rafael Devers is like this little coddled baby. Oh, he was told he was going to do this and then that, and oh, he's freaking out. Are you a star player or not? Are you a super? Do you want to be in Boston? Do you want to be in the big market under a microscope where you're a legend if you win? Or do you want to go play in fucking Kansas City where nobody knows who you are when you walk down the street? Sounds fantastic. Go do that if you want. I don't think that Rafi should be let off the hook because you had told one thing and then not the other. Like, you got, like, you have to be flexible. You have to be flexible. And I just keep, again, I'll say it again. What would Dustin Pedroia, one of the most beloved Red Sox players, what would he say?
That's
he would
a tough
fucking
standard.
Hate this.
That, Sammy, I'm on board that he should do it, but the Pedroia standard is a tough one to keep.
But he's the gold standard. He's the gold standard, and he would hate this. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm using him.
And
would
former hate players, this. Former players are coming out against Devers on this. And you know, what I will say here is that Devers has an opportunity to be a complete zero in the blame pie by going and doing what's best for the team. Because in the end, if he does it, not only will he have accepted it and moved to DH, and then accepted it and learned first base, like, he has a chance to be an absolute saint here.
Change the entire narrative. He could change the entire narrative and look like a hero. And then he could be like, yeah, fuck you, Craig. Look at that. I'm playing first base. And like, and no, I don't think that they should have had a backup first base. Who has a backup first baseman? Name me the best backup first baseman.
Devers was the backup plan.
And Romy. Romy's been fine. And that's why you signed Toro. Everyone's like, why didn't they have a backup plan? Who do you want as your backup first baseman? For fuck's sake.
Romy was the backup first baseman. Devers was the emergency backup plan. Like, everyone's like, well, what happens if Casas goes down? Devers was the plan. The issue was that they didn't tell him that. Like, that's the problem to me.
Why does he need to be told everything? Just be ready. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. What happened to that? Why are we treating these guys like they're 7 years old?
Let me ask you this, Sammy. If you were told to put your glove down, you're done in the field, why would you stay ready for first base? That's a ridiculous thing.
In case someone gets hurt and I'm needed again.
No, but that's a ridiculous thing.
Sammy, he should not be.
What? It happened. How is it ridiculous?
Sammy, he should not be staying ready for first base if the team is telling him that, no, there's no chance you're going to be in the field.
He's a big
come on.
He doesn't think. No, like, that's ridiculous.
He doesn't think he's playing third base.
If he's a full-time DH, your job is to hit. If they tell him you could get in there at first base, then it's his job to learn first base.
No, you don't have to be. Now you're a professional, man. David Ortiz was ready all the time if you needed him.
Because he played first base.
Sammy, in the words of Devers, should he be ready to play any single position on the diamond by that logic?
Oh, my God.
They've now asked him to play first base. The responsibility to learn the position starts now. It starts when they tell
Rafi.
Him. They should have told him in spring training so he would be ready. They didn't. So now they're stuck in the position that they're in.
He just sit there like he's like barely sentient. Like, they're like, Rafi, you have to go play the field. He's like, oh, I need a year to mentally prepare for this. You didn't tell me I was going to play the field, baseball player.
I should have known. They told him the exact opposite.
The stay ready for first base, which he has never played before, is insane.
Stay ready to play the field.
Sammy,
how's that insane?
Sammy,
he takes ground as a third. He has
was
to
Kyle Schwarber ready? Was Schwarber ready?
He didn't play first base. He got ready. He got ready when they told him he was going to play the position. He got there.
They're telling Rafi he's going to play the position. Give him 2 weeks.
Yes, I agree with that. Oh, I agree with that.
He's going to freak out. Oh, no. He wasn't ready mentally.
He's not going to be able to catch the ball. You're at Fenway twice a week. You're pitching the eighth inning. You should have been ready, dude. You should have been. You see them play.
I'm not on the team. You're on the field all the time.
Like, you got to be ready.
Stop. Don't argue in bad faith. You guys are treating him like he's a friggin' high school player. He's a $300 million star.
All right.
We have a.
Oh, God.
Welcome. We have a guest.
Hello.
You recognize the voice. Chris Cotillo. I'm happy you're here. So Chris, was the translation bad?
I was not there. I was on a plane.
You were on a plane.
No, I just, you know, it was a 10-minute interview, and he, over the course of that time, did not say anything that would make you think that he was interested in playing first base, right? Like, that's, I think, pretty simple to any. So, you know, you can pull apart a 21-second clip where the translation might not be verbatim, but that's not the job of a translator to be verbatim. And I mean, I think it's always the same thing with the translator stuff. It's like, oh, well, there's conflict between my player and my team, and so therefore the media or the translator is going to be screwing this up. Sometimes it's not hunky-dory. You guys know that. I just, for some reason, the fan base doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because there were like 15 to 20 quotes, all crazier than the last. Mm-hmm. And they all like, and then you see the video and it's like, well, hey, wait a minute. He says right here, maybe he would need time to get ready. So, oh my God, they're just blowing it out of proportion. It's the Boston media again. What the fuck, Chris Cotillo?
Oh, typical Cotillo. Yeah, and people getting on you for not sharing.
Yeah, people have gotten on me for, as a native Spanish speaker, which I'm not, not getting information right, which is great. I wish I had that skill. I do not. So,
Cotillo, can I ask you a question? We were just going back and forth, the three of us. Gordo and Pat said that Devers should not be expected to be ready to play the field. I argue, yes, he should. He takes ground balls every day.
No, back that up. You said he should have been staying ready to play first base since the jump, even though they told him he wasn't going to play the field.
That's what he said.
No, sorry. Be ready to play the field. Broad sweeping thing. Be ready to play the field.
What brought me into this was Pat sent me a DM that said, Sammy is purple in the face right now.
So. Dude, it's because we're talking, not these guys, but people are talking about Devers like it's a reality TV show. And Cora's like, oh, I told you one thing and now the other. Boo-hoo. But he's a fucking $300 million baseball player. Play whatever your manager tells you to play. For fuck's sake, help the team.
Chris, where he plays first base? Do you think he ends up playing the position?
I don't know. I think that the Twitter discourse on this is so polarized. And I think Robbie Hyde had a poll that was like, who's to blame? Raffy, the Red Sox, or both. And last time I checked, it was like 33, 34, 33, which perfectly sums up like the discourse that you've seen over the last 4 hours or whatever. I tried to rip off a nuanced take, of course. There's no room for that on X, but I mean,
how dare you be rational? How dare you be rational?
Yeah, come on, man!
I think there's reason to blame both parties. You guys were there winter weekend when Cora said they see Bregman being a Gold Glove second baseman. Raffy could be at home at that point and say, they're not going to move me, they're not going to get Arenado because Raffy's our third baseman. Raffy's our third baseman. Did they pull one over on him when they signed Bregman and moved him to third? Of course, that was all about Campbell. We know that. It was worth it. Did that make the team better? Yes. And so to do this now again to Raffy after you told him he wasn't good enough to be in the field, I mean, I get where he's coming from and I get where he's pissed, but also it's like it's, May 7th, May 8th, whatever it is. And, you guys as a team are not in first place. You're not 10 games above 500. Like something needs to change. The team needs to get better. Like, go take grounders at first and prove to everybody that you are not, the selfish guy that some fans think you are. I mean, I don't think he's necessarily like overly selfish. I know Sammy might think he is, and that's
No. I just don't like this situation. We love Raffy. Raffy's great,
My thing is go show the team that you're going to be team first. You're going to be willing to do whatever they want you to do. He's taken two stances now where he seems to forget that he is an employee and they are his employer. And did they sell him a bill of goods twice now? Yeah. So, I think it's more nuanced than your team Raffy or your team Red Sox. I think the Red Sox definitely have not painted themselves in glory. But Raffy also, especially in this case, I don't know. Will he come around? I really don't know. He said he's not going to change his mind. He already changed his mind once. He's digging in more this time. But I think,
he's more upset this time, doesn't he?
I think so, yeah. And I also think,
I feel like
why would he, why would anybody think that there's not an issue here? I mean, there is. And I think that's pretty clear.
That was crazy the last time, too, when people were saying that they didn't think, this is a non-story. Obviously – The other players on the team are going to downplay the issue when they're asked about it. But it was clear as day when Devers wasn't getting into spring training games and he wasn't talking to the media and you weren't getting a definitive answer from Alex Cora or anybody that it was definitely an issue. And it's obviously exploded in everyone's face right now.
Yeah. I also think, I think the other angle here is, are Cora and Breslow on the same wavelength? I mean, this is going to be something that, McAdam, this is me just completely castrating my own pod, but McAdam and I will talk about tomorrow morning on the Fenway Rundown. But I just Cora coming out and talking about from my end, I don't think we should do this to him now, and Breslow asking him and not Cora. To me, that's interesting. I can't speak to the exacts, I can't speak to the details, but it feels like Cora didn't want to move him and Breslow did, and that kind of fits. Like, Cora's the, you know, player's guy. He's in there every day. And Breslow, despite being a former player, has that kind of like, hey, whatever makes the team better mentality. I don't think you can fault either one of them for it. It just seems like there's not a schism necessarily, but a little bit of them being on different pages with this one. And it's tough because, like, neither of them will probably ever cop to that, right? And teammates probably will never cop to, like, oh, we really want Rafi to go play first. But it's hard to imagine it not being that way.
Chris, literally right before you hopped on, we were saying that it seemed like every time Corey said something, Breslow was immediately contraindicating it in whatever he was saying to the media. And I was saying it kind of feels like Rafi or Cora speaking up for the player. Like, he knows how Rafi feels. And he's like, no, he's going to be a DH. He's our DH, whatever. And then Breslow immediately is like, oh, no, we're open to everything. Like, we'll try everything out. Never say no. And that's exactly what it feels like. It feels not – obviously, Rafi had some strong words for Breslow. But it does kind of feel like Cora's on the behalf of the team and his guys. And Breslow is, this is how my roster should work. And it's not a great look right now.
I mean, you know, Cora and Heim Bloom did not get along, and that's a big reason why Heim Bloom got fired. And so, you know, it's reasonable to assume that Cora has ownership's ear, that he had input on who got hired in this job, Craig Breslow, a year and a half ago, and that he has more of a role on these decisions than most managers, just because of the longevity, the respect ownership has for him, baseball acumen, all that stuff. And also, like, he's empowered if he wants to go against the grain or the front office to say so, because he's safe. He's got his 3-year deal. He knows that he's bulletproof against different front office changes. He's on his third. I thought, like, again, he said, from my end, we've asked this guy to move already. He didn't want to do it. He came around. I don't want to move him to first. He didn't say the organization did. And looking back, when I asked him, I guess 48 hours now, have you talked to Rafi about moving to first? He said, no. Are you planning to? No. He might have been talking about himself. I meant the organization. He might have been, you know, talking about himself. So, you know, it's tough to tell in these situations, you know, like, what, who's protecting who, who's lying on behalf of whom, who is, you know, getting their side of the story out. These things all happen. I think, you know, the developments of today speak about just a horrendous question asked on a station affiliated with this podcast this morning of, are you guys afraid of Devers? Horrendous question. Like, that's just, what is Breslow going to say? No, he asked, he's protecting him. Obviously with that answer, we know that now. So it's tough. I mean, it's hard to see the politics kind of behind the scenes. And even, like, you know, you do the most dogged reporting and you're not going to get to the bottom of it. Fans want that. It's just relatively impossible.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Cotillo, I referred to Devers as a diva earlier. Is that too harsh? Have I gone too far? Because like Pat said, my face was purple with rage talking about this.
I think so. Yeah. Love you, but yes. And I don't know. I just think like he has been kind of strung along by them now twice in 5 months, 4 months, whatever it is. You know, again, I point back to that Cora saying Bregman could be a Gold Glove second baseman, and then Cora saying Rafi's our third baseman until we tell him he's not. And then they signed Bregman, and they still didn't tell him that. And then they sat him down and said, hey, you're the DH. And they wouldn't cop to it publicly. And we only kind of realized it when Rafi took his stance. At the end of the day, though, what I come back to is not a diva, but definitely an employee of the Boston Red Sox, right? Like, you know, people have drawn this link on Twitter and if Mass Live told you to do X, Y, and Z, go in and clean the bathrooms or go in and the equivalencies are a little different there because there's not a $31 million salary and the discrepancy is a little different. But like he is an employee. And I think there is an expectation when you're on a team of 26 to do what you can to help that team win. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't go as far as diva. I don't, you know, completely discount the idea that people think Devers has handled this poorly. And I don't discount the idea that the Red Sox have handled it poorly. Like, I think it's somewhere in the middle. And I think it's, you know, if you put too much nuance on Twitter, you get skewered for being too much of a homer or too much of a player protector. It's somewhere in the middle. That's just the truth of it.
Chris, we were the last thing we were talking about before you got on, which Sammy was also purple in the face about. If tomorrow Rafi walks in the clubhouse and says, you know what, I'm willing to give it a try, how long does it take for him to be game ready at first base? How, like, what time frame?
I mean, you know, he has taken grounders at third pregame every day. He's been out there and he's been doing that. So it's kept him active in the field. I mean, it's tough. Like, you know, as Cora talked about the other day, that position's not stand there and catch the ball anymore. The shift actually has made that a harder position to play. Where you have your second baseman standing basically behind the bag just on that side of it. And so the first baseman has to shift to the hole and be like a legitimate infielder. Obviously, Rafi's done that. It used to be you kind of stick, you know, you're stiff, your big guy over there. I always think for some reason Richie Sexson fits that mold from about 20 years ago. I don't think it's that way anymore. And especially when this guy's gotten zero game reps for February, March, April, 3+ months. I mean, it's not going to be a tomorrow thing. It's not going to be a 2-week thing. You know, you'd be looking at June 1st. The more he resists, the later it goes. I mean, it's interesting to think about just like how that plays out in real time. Hey, Raf, we need you to go take grounders at first today. No. Okay. Like, what do they do? Like, before the game here in beautiful Kansas City, what do you do? Like, you know, I don't know the answer of how that works. They're obviously not going to cop to it. Does teammate pressure get to him in a certain way? It's kind of mind-boggling in some ways. Like, you know, do they say you're out of the lineup tonight if you don't play first? Probably not. But are they within the right? Yeah, again, he's an employee. So who knows, you know?
I have a question for all of you. And, Chris, I think it was Sean McAdam had the report. Who's maybe that? It was both. It could have been both of you guys, so correct me if I'm wrong here. The report about Devers pondering asking for a trade in the offseason. We just talked about it, how it feels like he's more upset now than he was. Should that be back on all of our radars? And this is a question for all you guys, because that was where my mind went today when I started seeing these quotes, and I'm seeing how it certainly feels. And I haven't watched the video, so I got to watch the video. I've only read the quotes, but the quotes make it seem like he's more upset now than he was. And if he was pondering the trade request before, and he's now more upset today than he was a couple of months ago. I mean, what? There's like 10 years left on this deal. How is this relationship going to make it 10 years if Rafael Devers seemingly hates Craig Breslow?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think Sean got a lot of – can we swear on this? Yes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Sean got a lot of shit for that. Like, no, you're just trying to drive a wedge. You're just trying to be dramatic. The classic, like, you know, Boston media tropes, like, because people want it to be that Rafi's not that upset, that it was a one-day thing, and it was not. And it carried through spring training. He was pissed. Ultimately, in the interview he did with me, an interview he did with Spear, he talked about, I'm going to do his best for the team. And, you know, like, I get it. I'll be the DH. That's fine. It'll be just for this year only, whatever. You know, who knows what conversations happen behind the scenes. We don't. And so I think that they got to a place where they were okay. You know, obviously he was a DH every day, had a horrendous series in Texas. He warmed up. He's hitting the shit out of the ball all the time, rockets everywhere. But this, I think, does throw a wrinkle into it. I mean, I think it's hard to, like, demand a trade if you're him in, obviously, May of the second year of a 10-year deal. But I don't think he's happy right now with the things that have happened. And he, as I've tweeted multiple times, and people tend to forget this, like, he has said the things he said on the record, not at gunpoint, but because he wanted the people to know that, right? Like, he wanted the people to know that he didn't want to be the DH, and now he wants the fans to know they asked him to move to first base, and he doesn't want it because he feels like they are, in his words, going back on their word again. And so,
how could be, like, isn't that unfair to say they're going back on their word? Tristan Casas had a catastrophic injury. It's not like they've chosen, hey, we want you at first base. It's we need you at first base.
Yeah, it's not black and white.
Yeah, but I think it's just, do you take my glove away or not? Like, do you want me in the field or not? It's not position.
Sure. Yeah.
And they should never
have phrased that better. They could have phrased that better.
They should never have fully told, like, what? I just don't understand.
They should have had a big ground balls at first in spring training.
Yeah.
That's my biggest critique. My biggest non-Rafi critique is them not even having him, like, take a few grounders. He still takes grounders. We see him out there all the time. But he's at third or, like, middle. He's just not at first. So that's my biggest non-Rafi critique, though I still believe
in it. And that'll play out in real time. Like, you know, if we're at Kauffman tomorrow and, oh, there he is with Romy and Toro, like, the story kind of ends, right? I don't think it's going to be this weekend. I think, you know, if you go 2 weeks and Toro and Romy are not producing and he starts thinking, maybe this will be best, and Yoshida, and we all saw the video the other day and heard the update, but if he starts feeling better, then maybe he's the I don't know. There's a lot that's going to play out here. That's kind of, as the in the words of the manager, the beauty of 162. It just, you know, like, you feel like, I mean, you guys probably do, the best team would be with him at first right now. That's not possible regardless. Like, I don't expect him to be in the lineup at first tomorrow, even if, you know, he started taking grounders on Saturday. That just is not realistic. But the quicker you start the process, the quicker you can implement that plan. And right now, it doesn't seem like they're on the verge of that.
Can you imagine if Netflix picked this year for the documentary?
Oh.
The player cooperation levels would still be the same, so you would get the same. I mean,
that's true. Devers
would be part of it. I mean, you'd get, who was it? Well, I guess you wouldn't get Tyler O'Neill. You get Bayo, Duran, and Costas again, right? I mean, the guys who wanted to be part of it.
Pretty much. So. Pretty much, yeah.
I don't think another team's ever going to do that again.
No,
yeah, I mean, that was...
it feels like it wasn't popular enough for, and, like, I feel like you would have seen.
And Red Sox players have told me that their advice to other players on other teams is that no players are ever going to do that again. So there you go.
Okay, well, there you go. Two for two. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The deal breaker for me was kind of that the guy with the white beard who was narrating a lot of the episodes.
Yeah. You know. They picked the wrong half of the Fenway rundown, if you ask me.
All right, we gotta wrap soon. But before we do, Sammy and Pat, I gotta get your takes really quick. Are you guys wary of sometime, let's say in the next calendar year, a potential Rafael Devers trade request coming back into play?
Yeah, I don't think he'll be traded, but I do think you might hear some shit about it. But I don't. How could you move that contract without like?
I'm not talking about can they move it, because he can ask for a trade. I don't think it's happening.
It'd be funny if he got traded and they were like, "You're playing first base, buddy. Welcome to Pittsburgh, pal."
Yeah, they could take on that deal for sure.
Yeah, they'll take it. The Pirates will eat the money.
Devers for Bryce. Who says no?
Yeah. Nah. Bryce Harper moved to first base?
He did.
Bryce really? James.
Oh. Sorry, you're talking about Bryce Harper who moved to first base.
He did do
to help his team.
I don't know. I think he just does what he did with the whole third base thing. I think he just really stews on it and digs his foot in the ground and then kind of lets off the gas. I don't think we get to the point of, you know, trade rumors and requests, but I think he's going to stew and kind of hate Breslow for the next 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
So you think Breslow's out in 3 to 4 years then?
No.
I mean, it is the pattern, Pat. Yeah, you're not wrong.
Gordon, you said it earlier. I do believe that Raffy despises Craig Breslow.
Oh, come on. Yeah. He sure as shit does.
I actually agree with you, Pat. I think that, like, I think Raffy will, I mean, hopefully get over it. It's kind of, to me, I think it's crazy to be upset with this situation. I get why he's upset. I just don't think it's rational. And I think eventually he'll get over it and he'll play first base and it'll be like, oh, look at that. Yeah. And it'll kind of like the DH thing. Because he was, we discussed it.
Could be like a make it through the season type deal. And then it's like, all right, now the season's over.
Dude, the second they acquire a first baseman at the deadline, if they do it, this is gone. This is over with. No one remembers this.
But if he learns
to play first base and then they trade for a first baseman and then tell him you're going back to DH full time.
He's going to cry. He's going to have a meltdown again. By the way, you know who looks like a genius in all of this? You guys are going to think I'm nuts for this. Bill Belichick. The way he handled the media for all those years, he looks so smart right now.
You're just saying that because we see it.
We see it.
Fuck yeah, go here.
Oh, because he's I forgot.
The real question is Rafael Devers saying this because he has his own Jordan behind the scenes? Something to think about.
Hey, we've always been a Jordan brand school, so who knew?
Oh my God.
It was a bad omen. It was a bad omen.
Now it's a Jordan brand.
Jordan
Cotillo. Cotillo, are you in Kansas City right now?
I am, yep. Here I am in my my hotel. Very, very nice. Very nice
accommodations. The Mass Live accommodations?
Massachusetts Live Massachusetts. Can't beat it.
Hell yeah. So you'll be at the ballpark bright and early to photograph Devers taking grounders at first base tomorrow, I presume.
The clubhouse opens at 3 Central, so everybody be ready.
Oh, this is gonna be a fun day of quotes. Because they talked to Cora before Devers, so we haven't heard anything from Cora since this, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Haven't heard anything from Cora. Okay.
Cora's in earning his money mode right now.
And I wonder if Breslow's here. Guessing no. They send one member of the senior management team. But I mean, that's an ongoing pursuit as well.
All right. Well, tomorrow's gonna be a fun day of quotes, and hopefully we talked zero baseball today. Zero games. They won a series.
Yeah.
They won, right? They won the game today. And they won the series. Very interesting baseball.
And you know what's the only reason that Rafi talked? Because he had a big game.
So that's true.
Yeah. The only reason that this was a thing was because he had a big game. I mean, he was ignoring the questions pregame and postgame the last 3 or 4 days, which made me think he didn't want to talk about the topic. Of course, he was happy to. So there you go.
So he doesn't want to talk when he has a bad game. He uses his agent.
No, I don't. Pre-game, he wasn't.
I'm just going down the line of stuff we've talked about Rafi, but
hey, look, I get blamed for the meltdown at Citi Field last fall when Smitty didn't get him, and Smitty went off on Twitter, which I get because making you wait for an hour is fair game. I am somehow blamed for that when I was absolutely not there. I was at a wedding,
and you're innocent, man.
I was like, oh my God, then what did I do? I didn't do anything that time.
Yeah, Pat, well, if you were there, you could have politely asked him in Spanish. You could have politely asked him in Spanish for some of his time, since that's your native tongue.
Yeah, the language of which I am fluent, according to most of Twitter today.
See, We're getting yelled at. We're getting yelled at by producer Joe. We have to wrap. We're getting yelled at.
Cotillo, you go get some sleep because you got to get to that ballpark bright and early. Sammy, I want you to put your head in a bucket of ice water.
Thanks for hopping on, Chris. Enjoy your sleep after this.
Producer Joe, go T-Hawks.
Appreciate you, Cotillo. And all you, thanks for listening to Playtest. You know, I won't do the normal wrap-up. Just subscribe. And thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.